I'm driving east through the Valley Forge Toll Plaza on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, where Route 76 splits from the toll road and becomes the Schuylkill Expressway to Philadelphia. This is one of the busiest turnpike interchanges, with more than 60,000 cars passing through here every day. And there's a pretty good chance the gasoline these cars are running on was made here, at the oil refinery in South Philadelphia. That sound you hear is steam. The boiler house here produces up to 1 million pounds an hour to keep things running. From the expressway, see the round drums that store the crude oil. Inside, the refinery sprawls like a city on both sides of the Schuylkill River. Here, up to 350,000 barrels of raw crude oil get turned into gasoline, jet fuel, heating oil, diesel, and chemicals every day. Most of that raw crude comes to the refinery by train from the Bakken Shale in North Dakota. But Phil Rinaldi, who runs Philadelphia Energy Solutions, says there's one thing missing.
What we don't have right now is the copious quantities of the Marcellus gas. It sits 100 miles away or 150 miles away.
Rinaldi is leading a group of business leaders and politicians advocating to build a pipeline to bring that shale gas to Philadelphia. The refinery would use it to generate electricity and to make new products, like nitrate fertilizer. He says a natural gas pipeline could help turn Philadelphia, with its ports and rail lines and proximity to major markets, into a job-rich energy hub.
I think there's an opportunity for Greater Philadelphia to really develop industrially like we've seen in a couple of other places around the world when abundant natural gas was available. You know, the U.S. Gulf Coast 50 years ago, in Saudi Arabia 25 or 30 years ago.
But not everyone in and around Philadelphia wants the city to become the next Houston. At a climate change rally outside City Hall, Sue Edwards gets choked up thinking about her children.
Because I don't want them to live in a planet where lots of people are drowning and dying of starvation because of droughts, huge storms that swamp people's houses and threaten their lives. I just think that's what we're facing if we don't stop using as much carbon fuel.
Under a new proposal from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, Pennsylvania would be required to cut 32% of carbon dioxide emissions from its power plants over the next 15 years. After power plants, oil and natural gas wells and pipelines are the second largest source of carbon emissions, with refineries coming in third. For now, the EPA says it's not planning to regulate carbon emissions from those sources. The Federal Clean Power Plan has been seen as a win for natural gas, which burns cleaner than coal. But the petroleum industry has gotten in line to fight the rule. East Falls resident Karen Melton says she doesn't expect the world to move away from fossil fuels in her lifetime.
It's not that we can't do it, it's just that it's going to be hard, and we're really up against people who control much of the economy, much of the political power.
Workers in the refinery see things differently. 2 years ago, the energy business in Philadelphia was in trouble. This refinery, once owned by Sunoco, was on the verge of closure until the shale boom unleashed record-breaking amounts of cheap domestic oil and gas. John Clark is business manager of the local Boilermakers Union. Many of his members perform regular maintenance in the refinery, including welding new pollution controls and scrubbers.
We live here. We want to breathe fresh, clean air like you do, too, but we also need employment. And we need heating oil, diesel fuel, gasoline.
Many environmentalists see CEOs like Rinaldi as enablers of the country's dependence on fossil fuels, which is leading to climate change. I ask Rinaldi how he sees himself. Here's what he says.
Energy is the lifeblood of the world and what makes a difference. And the form of that energy is not destroying. The form of that energy is enabling. It's enabling people to live better lives, longer lives, more fulfilled lives.
Mark Allen Hughes is director of the Kleinman Center for Energy Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the state has become a microcosm of America's love-hate relationship with energy. But he argues it could also be the place to reconcile that ambivalence.
We have choices in Pennsylvania across every possible source of energy generation, right? Of oil, of gas, of coal, of hydro, of solar, of wind and nuclear and on and on. And so we are the necessary place to kind of work through these issues.
Otherwise, Hughes says we could all end up paying a much bigger toll down the road. Katie Culinary, State Impact, Pennsylvania.